Welcome to What's Happening QC, brought to you by Seifert Building Supplies.
What's happening in Quad Cities? What's happening in Quad Cities? What's happening in Quad Cities? What's happening? What's happening? Gavin Porter.
Welcome to a new episode of What's Happening QC. I'm so excited to welcome Carly Allison, who's the Assistant General Manager of The Last Picture House, a boutique independent movie theater in downtown Davenport. On August 22nd, The Last Picture House will welcome podcasters Jonathan Decker and Alan Seawright from the hit filmmaking podcast Cinema Therapy. Carly, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So August 22nd is a big day for the theater. Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you have planned for the patrons?
Yeah, the Cinema Therapy guys are coming to visit us, and they're going to do a Q&A following a special screening of M. Night Shyamalan's Unbreakable, which I kind of can't believe that came out 25 years ago. Right. But yeah,
definitely so ages.
Still a perfect movie. Yes. But yeah, so they'll be doing a Q&A kind of exploring that film in the terms of how it relates to their podcast, Cinema Therapy. You know, Jonathan's a licensed therapist and Alan's a professional filmmaker. And they're going to kind of look through it with that lens that they're so known for.
So tell us a little bit about that podcast, because for me, it was a new show to my awareness. And I see that it is very, very popular for film buffs. Yeah. So tell me about this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, they have on their YouTube channel, it's close to 2 million subscribers. So they've had great success. And I think one of the wonderful things about it is obviously they're looking through film through a lens of therapy. And when you go through their videos, I mean, they cover so many wide range different topics from, you know, dynamics with relationships and family. I like when they bring how healthy or unhealthy a relationship in a rom-com is. Okay, I think that's pretty great. Right. And they
in the era in which I was in high school, they're all extremely unhealthy.
Oh, they're terrible. Yeah. But we still love them. Right, exactly. And I think that they look at it through pretty good sense of humor as well. So while it has this lens of therapy, they're pretty humorous when they're speaking about the films. Mm-hmm. And they also do, you know, Psychology of a Hero. So that will come into play with Unbreakable. Yeah, so they cover all these great topics through that lens. And I mean, film, if anything, is just talking about the dynamics and the intricacies of character and people and trying to capture that. And so I think that perspective of, you know, therapy, which is, I think a lot of people are in therapy right now. And so it's, you know, it's very easy to grasp onto and something that people are very interested in. So it's a really great perspective to view film.
Well, that's a really unique lens, I think, and sounds like it's a show I need to check out.
Absolutely.
So you'll be doing a Q&A following the M. Night Shyamalan film Unbreakable that's going to be curated by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about like their relationship with these podcasters. You know, what kind of angle do you think they'll be coming from with their questions?
I mean, they were on their podcast when Heretic came out last year, and they were talking about, you know, this huge theme in Heretic about belief and disbelief. And those two characters in the film, the leads, played by Chloe East and Sophie Thatcher. So, I mean, I think they just had such a great experience on that podcast and wanted Jonathan and Alan to share that perspective with everybody else. So we're very lucky to have them.
Well, that sounds really interesting. Can people still get tickets to this event?
Yeah, absolutely. They're still on sale. A few left, so get them now, you know, before it sells out.
And where can they purchase tickets?
They can purchase that at thelastpicturehouse.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today to talk about this event. Carly's going to stick around, and we're going to talk a lot more about The Last Picture House. And you can find that on the podcast at wvik.org, on YouTube at WVIKQC, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's Happening Quad Cities is made possible by support from Seifert Building Supplies, inviting their homeowners and contractors to take their projects to the next level. Learn more at SeifertLumber.com.
So here at WVIK, we produce a show with Common Cord called the Echo Radio Hour. And the host of that show was very heavily involved in alternating currents. And I could still tell he's exhausted. I know that the last picture house was a big part of that, those days as well. Can you kind of give us a recap of how the last picture house was involved and what is your energy level like today?
I think I'm still recovering from it, like all of us who were involved in alternating currents.
And it didn't help that it was like the hottest weekend ever.
Oh, it was terrible. I think it was, you know, the heat index was over 100, you know, especially on our rooftop bar. I mean, we had two bands each day play. And so, I mean, Thursday through Sunday, we were pretty packed with events there. And of course, we have the Alternating Currents Film Festival that we host. And so all day Saturday, it was actually just really wonderful to see all these filmmakers come in and share their film and chat with each other. It was a wonderful, very long, but a wonderful community experience that I'm just so excited for us to be a part of every year.
Right. So as the assistant general manager, I'm sure that you have a ton of things to do, but were you able to kind of step out and enjoy something that weekend?
I remember I perfectly planned my calendar so that it looked a little insane, actually, when people saw it, looked over my shoulder and saw it. But I mean, I just was like, okay, I have to be back at this time to set up this film for this Q&A. And then this band's going up for this setup. But I have this 15-minute window, so I'm going to sneak over to Raccoon Motel or Stomp Box or what have you. So yeah, I was able to enjoy quite a bit of it. But, you know, so much of it I enjoyed through the last picture house, which was wonderful.
Yeah. It's when you have jobs like that, it's a lot of work and hard work, but you're doing something that's also entertaining and fun at the end of it. I always like,
so gratifying.
My work at the symphony, I always say that like getting things set up sometimes is a challenge, but we get to celebrate all that work when we have concerts at the Adler. So I'm sure you guys feel the same.
Yeah.
So how are things going on the rooftop? Last year I was able to see Twister out there. I haven't been yet this summer.
That was the best. Yeah.
But and I remember that we had some really kind of creepy weather coming in as the movie was showing.
I remember people were like, oh, cool, 4D.
Yeah, right. Thanks for arranging this.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. Yeah.
So, you know, what movies have you had on the rooftop recently and, you know, what's coming up there?
Oh my gosh, we have had just so many. I honestly am, it's drawing a blank right now.
I know that there's some Star Wars coming.
We've had so, that was the big one that came to mind. Star Wars has been just on the rooftop all year, more to come. The one that I'm most excited about that's coming up soon is Clueless. That was very seminal to my childhood.
And that was one where my wife purchased tickets as soon as she saw it on Facebook and then found out that I'm unavailable. And so now she's like, I don't care. I'm still going. Yeah, I'll find somebody.
She's
going
to hang out with me.
So we just enjoy that experience mostly because it's as people who don't at home, like sit down and watch a ton of movies.
Yeah.
It's always fun to see what's coming and then say like, we're going to devote an evening and being outside is great.
It's such a singular experience, right? It's like that drive-in feel, but you know, and I think during Alternating Currents, we had the Strange and Found festival there and they, the guys were laughing because right as soon as they started, the train came by. And so they were talking to people about it. And the locals were saying, it's kind of magical when the train goes by. It's just funny now.
Right.
You know, we're 100%. Like, oh, I can't hear the movie, but it's okay. I've seen it a million times. But
so we had, it is like clockwork during Riverfront Pop's rehearsal. Mm-hmm. There is always a train. And then there's always a train during the concert. Yep. And this, the band that came in, they're not from the Quad Cities. So the guy goes, I think we got lucky tonight and there was no train. And literally 15 seconds later, there was a train.
That's always how it works.
So it's like, you got to summon it that way.
I honestly feel like the train knows when we're about to play the rooftop movie. They're like, 8:30.
Right.
Time to go.
100%. So what are some other things? I see on your guys's Facebook that you host trivia every Monday and there's always some really interesting topics there.
Oh, yeah. Always a different thing. theme. Mm-hmm. We try to do a mix of general and then usually try to do a movie theme because that's what we specialize in at the Last Picture House.
Right.
But it's always packed. I always think like, oh, probably be slower. Nope. It is every single theme. People turn out for it. And that's been wonderful.
And you guys are planned really far ahead with that because I was mm-hmm. clicking through and saw that there's Elf trivia in December already scheduled.
Yeah.
And those are on Monday nights?
Those are every Monday night, at 7 o'clock.
So what are some other things going on at the Last Picture House that you're excited about? I'm always trying to get a scoop. So if there's a scoop to be had, but I know that it's a place that has really become a venue that folks experience in all the different ways that you guys have curated from. I know some folks who've not seen a movie there.
I know.
And
it's
like,
kind of amazing.
And that's amazing. But like, you know, dropping in on the rooftop, going mm-hmm. in to see something in the theaters, one of these special events. There's just so many different mm-hmm. ways for people to come and enjoy the Last Picture House. But so what are your guys' thoughts on that in general and what maybe can people look forward to?
I mean, we want to be a center for the community in any capacity that means. I mean, obviously we have the movies. That's a huge, as a film buff, that's, you know, what I always want people to enjoy and experience and see something. My favorite thing that I've heard recently is people saying, I haven't been to a movie in so long, but when you guys open, I think I've been to like 3 a month.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know, that's amazing to hear. And trying to get those smaller movies. What's coming up soon is tickets are on sale now, but, the Jeff Buckley documentary.
Right. Yeah. I saw that there's some of those music documentaries.
Yeah. Coming. And that's so great. I mean, it's a very small film. I think it's perfect with our audience. It's right down the road from Ragged Records. So mm-hmm. you know, you come watch it at Last Picture House and then you go visit them at Ragged Records and buy it on vinyl.
Right.
his only record, you know, and it's such a sad story. So I really hope people come out for that. And mm-hmm. obviously we do all these repertory movies and then the mix of the new films. And like you said, trivia and all the, you know, special events that we try to do. And of course, you know, we have a wonderful craft cocktail bar.
Right.
Which is just crazy to me that you can get one of the best drinks you'll ever have and then go inside, watch a movie or outside on the rooftop. Right.
And on top of it, it's just a beautiful space.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about you.
Oh,
outside of the Last Picture House. You know, I always like to kind of give my listeners and I like to meet new people mm-hmm. and all those kinds of things. Are you a local?
Yeah.
And so what, how is it for you? Because I have been a Quad citizen mm-hmm. tangentially for about 15 years. And I remember when I first started coming here, I lived in Champaign-Urbana. So mm-hmm. I was in town for the weekend and the Quad Cities was not the same place 15 years ago. And there's been so much growth and so much creativity. So for you being a person who's like involved in that, but also grew up here mm-hmm. and see the change, talk to me about that.
I think one of my favorite stories to tell with this is I have a few friends, you know, from high school and they've since moved away. Mm-hmm. And when they come back to visit, they're like, what is going on here? This was not here when we were growing up. When did that get there? It was like, oh, like 10 years ago, 5 years ago.
Right.
I mean, our whole street, basically Motor Row, really developed after a few years after the flood. And
right.
So, in 2019. So the fact that being from here, I just have such a sense of pride in what our community has been able to do. And mm-hmm. it's kind of a very unique place, obviously, being
right.
the quad, the five cities really mm-hmm. right. that make it up. So it's an odd place. But it's great that it's grown into something that I've always been proud to be a Quad citizen mm-hmm. and just even more proud with all the work that we're doing, the Last Picture House being one of those places. I'm just so happy to be involved in it.
Right. I think a thing that I've noticed that I like is that there is growth in both areas, both like big things, you know, like the Betplex and, mm-hmm. you know, some like chain, for lack of a better word, like mm-hmm. chain restaurants and stores and all that kind of stuff. But then there's also, I feel like, an equal amount of like unique local flavor, mm-hmm. you know, that I think really makes the place extremely livable.
Yeah.
And so thank you for all your guys' work in that as well. So what are some other things that you like to do here in the Quad Cities?
Oh, in the Quad Cities? I mean, you can't go more than 2 feet without stumbling into a brewery around here, right? So right. always love going to a local brewery.
Which one's your favorite?
Oh, gosh. I mean, just because of proximity, it's probably Stompbox, yep.
They're high on my list.
They're great. Yeah.
Very good.
They have this Italian Pilsner that they don't have on there anymore. But right before it sold out, I had to take a 4-pack mm-hmm. home with me just to enjoy.
They brewed a beer and named it after me once. So, of course.
Congratulations. You hit the peak.
And I asked them, I'm like, you need to make xylophone again. Yeah. Well, Carly, it's been really fun talking to you, and I hope that you'll come back next time you guys Absolutely. Have a big event to announce. And yes. I hope you recover from alternating currents.
We'll get there. Yeah. And then I won't be prepared for, the next year, and then it'll just come up, and it's going to be very exciting though. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, I'll see you at the Last Picture House.
Sometime. Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. Again, I would love if you would subscribe both on YouTube at WVIKQC. Our website is WVIK.org. And wherever you get podcasts, you can like and subscribe there as well. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to What's Happening QC. Our theme music is by Centaur Noir and Del Rockford. WHQC is produced by WVIK, Quad Cities, NPR.